Hey, 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 this is Cycling Chef Todd Morgan, and I'm coming to you. Hey, 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 this is the Cycling Chef Toxic Free Living Show. I'm Cycling Chef Todd Morgan, coming to you from my toxic free zone in Anthem, Arizona. Thanks for being here. You're much appreciated. And I want to welcome you all to the Cycling Chef Toxic Free Living Show here on the Leading Edge Radio Network. We're coming at you to kind of share a lot about health and becoming your best health now. And so today we're going to spend some time talking about one of the pillars, our fourth pillar, being toxic free. But just to kind of highlight, I wanted to go over a few things and kind of highlight the pillars as well. But you know, I'd like to hear from you. You can follow me on Facebook at Cycling Chef. You can friend me at Todd Morgan. I'm on Instagram at Cycling Chef Todd, and my Twitter is at Cycling Chef. You can email me any questions at toddmorgan@cyclingchef.com. I'm really interested in hearing what you might be going through, any questions. We're gonna delve into the pillars as we see them. We've discussed the first pillar being whole food nutrition, and what we mean by that is eating fresh and living food and really you know, generating a great well-balanced nutritional plan that eliminates processed food, integrates more plant-based food, fully organic, non-GMO. You know, we've talked about moderation and how your health takes no days off. So, you know, no having a cheat day, not eating great for 6 days and then having a cheat day. Health takes no days off. So, you know, why fresh and living, as we talked about in our first pillar? Better digestion, increased energy, immune system benefits, you know, just really overall better, healthier life with eating whole food nutrition. As we moved into the second pillar, we discussed a lot around whole food supplementation and, you know, basically why do we need to supplement? And if we're going to supplement, we should be supplementing, you know, from the same items that we're deriving and putting into our meal plan as far as whole food nutrition. So those supplements should be based from whole foods, fresh and living foods themselves. You know, why would we supplement? Food really isn't the same as it was 20 or 30 years ago. And so even organic is different. We wish it wasn't, but it kind of is. You know, we no longer eat seasonally, so we're limiting our full nutritional intake. All those things that we just kind of highlighted. So there needs to be some focus on supplementation, you know, and remember, our bodies are important. If we're not getting everything in our whole food nutritional plan in the first pillar, then we can supplement or complement that within the second pillar. Moving into the third pillar, fitness, we spoke about this last night. And for those of you that were there, I really appreciate it. Thank you for, you know, sticking with me on this show. We talked about how fitness and what you should do to map out those fitness goals. Plan accordingly. We talked about getting the right equipment. We talked about starting slowly and really pacing yourself and setting goals and doing those things that's going to allow you to really maintain yourself on the plan. So the third pillar being fitness, you know, talked a lot about how you can accomplish even those things you think are impossible by just making a plan, setting it up and working that plan and going through the process. We spoke yesterday about how being Monday, how there's a new week, and with the new week, it brings new goals, new challenges, new successes. What we're trying to do here on the show, here at the Cycling Chef Toxic Free Living Show, is develop a way to make our mission of making a positive impact on the world starting right here in the States. If we can make a positive impact on your health and teach you a few things, then that next step would be you're going to share that. You're going to get more people to listen in. You're going to have more people, send and ask questions. We're going to be able to attack a lot of health issues that can be easily fixed with these four pillars. Whole food nutrition, as we discussed, our bodies are made in an amazing image. And if it's given the right nutrition, it can do amazing things to heal itself. If we're not getting all the right nutrition and we can't eat as much nutrition as we need, then the supplementation comes in. And we're not talking about magic pills and potions and lotions. We're talking about specific vitamins, minerals, antioxidants that are found in nature, some of them found right inside our bodies, and giving yourself that complement that you need to go side by side with your food. Now, the whole food nutrition, the whole food supplementation, that's not going to work without having that third pillar of fitness in place. We've got to stay fit. We've got to be on the ball, be a little bit more focused on those things that can keep us, healthy and well on into, whatever age we're at. And then moving into the fourth pillar, we talked about toxic free. And tonight we're going to really delve into the toxic free pillar. This is where we're getting all the toxins out of your home. All our daily use products, creating a sanctuary within our home that will allow us to, make some wise choices, or as I like to say, pick your poisons. When we have an understanding of what is in our environment that we can change, then we can get ourselves a lot more positioned to be better health-wise. And so becoming toxic-free in your home is vitally important. As the fourth pillar, it really touches all three of the other pillars. So we could put it as number one. However, it's the fourth pillar because it really is the foundational pillar of the other three. And so, when you're looking at whole food nutrition, again, we talked about organic, non-GMO, items that are not treated with, pesticides and chemicals to help them grow. It's grown by nature. It's what nature intended. The animals that we are eating, are they free range? Are they not given antibiotics? Are they treated, with humanely? And so we are what we eat has eaten. And if we're eating foods that have chemicals or foods that are processed, they're going to have things in them that our body is not going to do as well with or perform as well. So the fourth pillar, toxic free, we got to have our food become toxic free. We got to have our supplements the same way, toxic free. We want to work out in a toxic free environment if at all possible, right? And then fourthly, we want to understand what really is the step to living a toxic free lifestyle in our homes. Did you know there are over 80,000 chemicals in use in the U.S. alone? Okay, thousands of those are banned overseas. Okay, there's 11,000 of those that are banned overseas. And of those, only a very small percentage is regulated at all. Okay, so we're really looking at what I described as the largest man-made disaster of our time is all the chemicals. These chemicals are found in products you use every day to clean yourself, your home, and your children. So we want to make a focus of getting rid of those toxins in that environment. Okay, as like I said, create that sanctuary in your home. It only takes 26 seconds for chemicals you use to clean your body and your home to enter your bloodstream through your skin. So all those chemicals, think about it, the window cleaner I'm spraying on the window. You use a Bounty paper towel and you start wiping it clean. That Bounty paper towel's wet, it's against your skin, 26 seconds, it's entered into your bloodstream. And how we know that is the proof. The proof is in the blood cord. You know, our children are born today with over 200 chemicals already coursing through their veins. You know, and I'm not trying to sound the alarms and all this stuff. These 80,000 chemicals, they're causing health risks, okay? And there's a wide variety of health risks, some substantially worse than others, but there are health risks associated with this. And so what we want to do is really put ourselves in a position where we understand what chemicals are out there, what they could be doing, and why, right? So it's really important. The reason why I think it's a good thing to focus on this is because the government agencies, they pass little regulation to protect us from these toxic titans. Okay, let's just think back a while back in a time long ago when it seemed a lot more simpler, maybe for a lot of us, right? Maybe even before we were born. I don't know. I've been around quite a while. Back in the day, you know, I looked at a cigarette carton, a cigarette, you know, package where it said, hey, you know, initially it was like warning, Surgeon General warns, you know, you might get sick. And then several years later, with more data, hey, the warning, Surgeon General says you could get sick with this. You know, now it's you're gonna get sick, right? And then they found out what you're gonna get sick with, to where now it's, hey, the Surgeon General says you're gonna get cancer if you smoke. And so we want to help just create an awareness and an understanding for you to understand what is exactly in your product. Because again, these companies, we call them the toxic titans, they don't have any regulations or requirements to put even their ingredients on their labels. Some of them are, some of them don't, and it's very difficult to find the ingredients as you start to weave and maneuver through their website. So we want to help with that. So it's not only us educating on food, supplements, fitness, but then how do we really create a free and toxic-free living arena in your home and in your lifestyle? And it could be pretty easy. The first step for that is to take a toxic test. You know, I was curious. I thought I was buying clean product in my house. And when I found out that instead of an F, my product rated a D, okay, well, that's not great. You know, I wanted to go out and search for products that rated A's, that were clean. I was already eating clean. You know, I was already taking clean supplements. I'm already, you know, getting in the fitness space. I'm working out every day on my bike. We're riding. We're doing all the right things. And then you'd still have a few illnesses crop up, or a few things that all of a sudden weren't jiving on your, you know, on your yearly exam and didn't look right. And it's like, wow, I'm doing everything I thought. And then all of a sudden I was introduced to, you know, this toxic free site. There's a test that you can take. I'm going to send you to takethetoxictesttoday.com. You know, go out there and grab your dish detergent. You know, as you're where you can still hear me, go grab your dish detergent. You know, go to that site and take the test. It takes just a couple of minutes. And what you're going to find out in that dish detergent, there's some things that have some issues. You know, it's, you know, really interesting as to what's in there. You know, maybe you grab your window cleaner. Your window cleaner has, you know, potentially sodium lauryl sulfate. It's an eye and skin irritant. It also has issues with the digestive system and allergies. You know, how do we know that? Well, there's data that's collected through this site from a variety of places. One It's known to cause eye and skin irritation, according to Australian Government National Industrial Chemical Notification, and also the International Journal of Toxicology. There's the Fisher Scientific and Research Journal of Chemical Sciences that tell us these things. Okay, where is sodium lauryl sulfate found? Well, it's found in such things as the glass cleaner, detergents, toothpastes, shampoos, body washes, and soap products. Okay, so if you go out, hey, toothpaste, guys, toothpaste. Minnesota just banned 2,200 products. Go look it up. They banned quite a few things. And one of their products that had triclosan in them, okay, triclosan, another ingredient that actually is an ingredient in Agent Orange, okay? We don't need to be putting that ingredient in our mouth. And that ingredient is the number one ingredient in a very, very well-known toothpaste. Okay? Minnesota just banned all antibacterial soaps, toothpastes, any shampoos, any of the cleaning products that had triclosan in them, they banned. That'll be banned in 2017 if, they can stick and all these toxic titans don't start suing to, have their dirty products continue to be on the shelves. Okay. I just feel like there's no reason why a company can make a clean product, perhaps, in Europe and then sell us a dirty product. Guys, that's upsetting. Okay? It's very upsetting. So as you go to takethetoxictesttoday.com, you're going to be able to learn some things. What is the toxic test? Well, I found out the toxic test, it's a website that'll help you determine your household toxicity score and basically learn how typical household products can be dangerous. We didn't know that. My little boy, he's 2 years old, he's spraying the windows because he thinks he's helping us, or he's spraying the cleaner on the countertops that we dust with, and they've got chemicals in them that could be toxic, that can cause issues. And so I wanted to, dig deeper, and once I did, it's just ringing true that we need to spread the word and tell everybody. So I would go to this takethetoxictesttoday.com. It's www.takethetoxictesttoday.com, and you'll start to learn how to protect your family, how to protect your home. You're going to find out what ingredients are causing health risks and what those health risks are. You're going to find out and learn why we really need to care about these chemicals found in everyday products. Okay? You're going to discover what products are unsafe to use on our bodies and in our homes. There's a cleaning product. I was at the gym, and they're cleaning the weights with these little wipe downs. And I'm like, I'm curious. As I saw the wipes on the counter, and I went up and I started reading the label, and all of a sudden it says, says caution, dangerous to humans and animals. And here's the poor guy in the gym. He's pulling it out. It's on him. It's on his skin, and he's cleaning all that the equipment off. So not only is he's just seeping it in through his hands, but then I'm touching the dumbbells that he wiped down, and there's all that residual effect. I would challenge you to go do the test on your dish detergent. Your dish detergent. Now, there's an interesting one. I was very surprised at what was in my dish detergent, and it was, again, quite shocking to find that there are a lot of things in there. And so it makes me think, hey, when we're out to eat, what's the residual effect on the plates and on the, spoons and forks? And I no longer tell my kids to clean their plate off. when we go out to eat, you know, because there's those chemicals just sitting right on there for you know, that residual effect to enter your body. And you say, you know, oh, Cycling Chef Todd, you're kind of over amplifying this. Well, I don't know, because the data on the CDC, NIH, these chemicals are very dangerous, and they indicate that. And so it's not the one-time use. It's like those cigarettes that I talked about. Over time, those cigarettes, you know, it's not today, but tomorrow, and the next day, and the next week, and the month, and then the years, and we keep using that, and it becomes a residual effect to where, hey, ask yourself, okay, I'm 46 years old. When I was in high school, I don't remember anyone immediately in my school that was sick with a, you know, dramatic disease like cancer. But fast forward here 30 plus years, and now all of a sudden my daughters have had two friends in high school pass away from cancers. Now, I don't know what it was. I couldn't tell you it was all these toxic chemicals. All I can tell you is like the cigarette, we're getting data now that's available, that's out there, that's proving that there is a residual effect that takes hold, and over time, these can cause issues. Okay? Any health risk. You know, some of these are endocrine disruptors, okay, that just play on potassium pituitary gland. All of a sudden, a chemical over time, say 10, 15 years, all of a sudden hits your endocrine, and then those are being disrupted, and it starts affecting your pituitary gland. Then the next thing you know, that's affected. Well, the next gland is your thyroid. All of a sudden, you're gaining weight. Your doctor says, hey, you have a thyroid problem. Let's give you a pill that'll mask that symptom and not get at the root of what's really going on. So there is more at stake than just, oh, a big issue like the C word, cancer, right? There's more at stake. We're talking about incremental steps to becoming your best health now, and this is definitely part of them. And as such, a reason why we put it as the fourth pillar. Okay, so you know, we're not trying to, you know, sound the alarm. What we're trying to do is really change our world one person at a time by sharing this toxic test and educating. Okay, that's my ultimate goal here on the Cycling Chef Toxic Free Living Show, is that we educate you, that you'll be able to go find resources to educate yourself and then make wise choices. Okay, on the site today, if you go out there, they're going to give you a 60-page free report. It's a $40 value for free. Just scroll down to the bottom, enter your name and your email, and you'll get this report emailed to you. You'll also get entered into winning an iPad. So that's pretty cool. So we want to do that, and basically get an opportunity to get that report and then read that, delve in and see exactly what's going on, so that you can understand that this is important. You know, we've got things in our hair products that are being put in there. DEF, it's a known carcinogen and a skin irritant. Okay, well, I don't think we want to be putting a carcinogen on our hair every day. I sure don't. So I think that it's something we need to understand. DEA or cocamide is found in soaps and shampoos. It's known as a skin irritant and classified as a carcinogen by the state of California, based on research by the Centers for Environmental Health. Okay, so you should look at your hair product and make sure that it doesn't have DEA in it. And if you can't find out what's in it, if it doesn't have the ingredients, I'm sorry, I'm going to suggest don't buy it. I don't care what Paul Mitchell says or anybody else. Okay? Don't buy it. Have them put the actual ingredients on there so you can read it and see it. Okay? So that's very important. Again, sodium lauryl sulfate is found in your shampoos. We went over that. There are several products that that contain these items, and these are just a few. You know, I don't want to go through a whole list and, you know, get you so riled up and upset as to what's going on. I just really want to have you understand that it's important for you to educate yourself, and then, you know, take the test, find out what's going on. So that's the fourth pillar, creating a toxic-free environment. We're going to really delve into this. I've got some experts starting to come on to our show this week that we're going to be able to interview and talk to them. They're making some dramatic changes in this environment. They're not only passionate about the cause of you know, educating individuals on the toxic chemicals that are in your home, but they're taking it a step further. They're actually bringing to market clean products. They're actually creating clean products. They're developing an ability for other companies that are clean to get to the market and to educate us on where we can, you know, basically vote with our dollars and take money away from these toxic titans. Again, there's no reason why a company should be making a clean product somewhere else and then make a dirty product here, okay? And it's either clean or it's dirty, okay? If you were to go out to the test and find out that a product you have is got significant health risks, you know, now you know. So what are you going to do with that? Are you going to just put your head in the sand and say, I'll, you know, everything causes cancer or everything makes us sick? We can't do that anymore, okay? Guys, we cannot do that. We have to be voting with our dollar in our pocketbook, and if we go and buy cleaner products, and we're going to educate you on where to do that and how to do that, and we're going to vote with our pocketbook, and we're going to see things change, okay? These toxic titans, they'll have to make a product that competes with the clean products, and that's exciting, okay? It's just like what's going on right now in the environment with a couple of fast food chains out there, right? They are starting to not make as much money over the last few quarters or couple quarters, and so what do you see? They're bringing in all organic grass-fed beef. Hooray, that's good for those of you that eat beef. That's awesome. I would eat that burger if I was a burger eater. Right? Or they're bringing in a little bit better choices in their salads. They're bringing in different food choices that are healthy. We've seen them change some kids' meals and bring in, you know, organic juices and organic apples and stuff. That's great. That is amazing. So how did that happen? Because people started to vote with their wallet, and they weren't doing things because these groups are typically using a lot of processed foods. They're not as healthy, and they're starting to do damage, and there's been documentaries after documentaries on it, right? There is a lot of documentaries on the toxins that are in our homes within the products, and so we'll have some of those posted on the website and on Facebook, and we're going to delve into that as well and make sure that you understand that we're on your side as trying to develop a plan and a method to get to your best health now. That's what it's all about. Okay, so the fourth pillar, I'm going to highlight real quick again. Go to www.takethetoxictesttoday.com. Okay, take that test, see what's in your products, scroll down, fill out the information to get your 60-page free report. It's a $40 value. Get that report. It's on Living Toxic Free. You're going to have a lot of information. And then we're going to bring on some of those experts that have written that pamphlet or that 60-page report. We're going to have some of them on, and we're going to start to really delve into how to really get your home clean and create that sanctuary that we talked about, okay? The chemical industry is a $3 trillion industry, okay? The government's leaving these companies unregulated, and we can't stick our head in the sand anymore. We have to do something that'll stop the tide. As I said, based on all the research and data that's out there that we'll be showing you, okay, the facts. We're going to show you the facts. Things aren't going so well, okay? Too many people are getting sick. Too many people. And so we need to stop that. We need to make changes. And the changes start right in your own home. We got to build your home up to be toxic free. Okay? So the fourth pillar, toxic free living, right? Getting all the toxins out of your home. All right. So now that kind of gets us to a point now where we've started to delve into all the pillars. You know, the first pillar, again, whole food nutrition. We went into that in depth just a few days back. The second pillar, whole food supplementation, went into depth in that. The third pillar of fitness, for those of you that were listening last night, we really delved into that. Tonight, the fourth pillar, okay? I want you to start your education off on going to that TakeTheToxicTestToday.com. You're going to learn some amazing things. You're going to see links to the CDC and studies they've done on all these toxins. You're going to see the NIH in there. You're going to see other resources that I've talked about from Australia, from, you know, basically third-party nonprofit groups that are just out there doing studies on these chemicals, right? We've talked about getting out and looking at other resources like EWG.org, the Environmental Working Group, where they actually go out and rate not only your products in your home, but they have food scores, and they have an app called Skin Deep that you can download, and you can see what in your skin products that you're buying and see how clean they are. It's really an amazing ability today with information at our fingertips to really find out what's clean versus what's not. One important thing as I talk about toxic-free living, okay, it's important to understand the difference between toxic-free and non-toxic. Kind of touched on this a few nights ago, but let's really delve in toxic-free versus non-toxic. Okay, non-toxic today, if you see, you know, a product, it's listed as non-toxic certified, and the government has a test that those companies can do for their ingredients, each individual ingredient. They can do what's called an LD50 test. And what that means is lethal dose, LD. And so in the test, if a company only harms or kills 49% of the animals during the test, so 49 out of 100, if that's all that dies, they can list their product as non-toxic, okay? Now, that doesn't mean what happened to the 50th one. Was it blinded, or the 51st one was a little, got really sick but didn't die but can't walk anymore? You know, there's a lot of things going on. So, look, these companies can test, and right up to the point of the 49th animal dying, they can close the test, say, here's what happened, all the others lived, and then they have a product that can be labeled non-toxic. That is a travesty. That's just so wrong. Versus toxic-free. Not one ingredient was harming any animals. Okay, not one ingredient will harm us. You know, products that you can, you know, spray on yourself, that you can drink, that's not going to harm. It's completely toxic-free. And there's products out there that become toxic-free certified, okay? They go out and go through a tremendous amount of scrutiny. And so when a company says, hey, we're toxic free, and they haven't gone out and gotten a toxic free certification, that should tell you something. Okay, that's a third party group that provides that. There's also eco certification that they can get for their products. There's USDA bio-based for their products, and a slew of others. And so I tend to look for those products that have been highly scrutinized and have gone out and obtained all the certifications that they can. Okay, we can't take a company's word for it just because they, you know, put a certain word on the labeling, like all natural, or, you know, hey, you know, honestly, we can't do that. We have to look, we have to read, we have to educate ourselves. And so the fourth pillar of toxic free, again, encompasses all the other three, right? Because our whole food, you are what you eat is eaten. So if our food's being sprayed with pesticides, there's the toxics. There's the toxins. They're in there, right? If our supplements aren't derived from whole food sources, it's synthetic. We've talked about how synthetics are laced in some of the toxins. I posted some on that with the ascorbic acid and vitamin C yesterday. And then, you know, obviously in the gym. So it's vitally important to understand where we're starting and what we're trying to do. Okay. So we're going to have some great guests on this week, and we're going to be forward in trying to accomplish some great things with what we're doing on the show and how we can educate. And again, we really want to have an opportunity to, you know, talk to you and chat with you. And so I'm going to tell you again, as we're talking, and you have any questions that you think or that you want to have addressed, feel free to, you know, reach out to me. You know, again, find me on Facebook. I'm at Cycling Chef on Facebook, Cycling Chef. You can like my page, send me a message. You can friend me at Todd Morgan on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at Cycling Chef. You can, you know, give me a shout out on Twitter and you know, ask any questions. You can email me, Todd Morgan, or Todd@cyclingchef.com, and then Instagram at Cycling Chef Todd. So we're going to do a lot of things. We've got a lot of great, great resources that are coming on, and I don't know them all. You know, I don't know all the resources out there. You may know some in your neck of the woods. If you know somebody that you think, hey, you know what, these guys got a lot of stuff that you're talking about, and I've discussed some things with them, you know, get me in contact. I'll talk to them. We'll bring on some other guests on here. We really want to just give everybody an opportunity to, again, educate you and develop a path towards your best health now. And so by no means am I going to be always the expert. I believe that we can always learn something no matter where we're at, what stage of life we're in, and that's vital. So if you have anything of interest that you're looking at, please, by all means, give me a shout out. You know, email me, find me somehow on all the social media platforms and send it on over to me. I'd be more than happy to help out. Okay. So as we talk about our guests and what we're trying to accomplish, this week we're going to have a great guest, Dr. Tanya Hudson. She's a holistic physician that is in the chiropractic space. She's a formulator of products. She is a soon-to-be author, and she's working on a book that's going to be amazing. She is a foremost expert on the whole food nutritional side and the supplement side. And so we're going to be able to spend some time and chat with her and ask her a bunch of questions and really get a good idea of what some of the top whole food choices for what we talked about with eating organically and having more plant-based foods in our diets. We're going to have a chance to really delve in with her, and so we're gonna have some great times with her. I've got coming on the line the founders of a nutritional company called One Body Nutrition, Sean and Tylene Loomer. They're so passionate about health. They created a line of chemical-free, synthetic-free nutraceutical supplements that are amazing. Guys, they've done some amazing stuff in my life. I've seen them throughout several other people's lives. And so I've asked Sean and Tylene to come on board and really focus on, you know, why supplementation and why particularly, you know, we want to learn about their supplements and what they're doing and how they're creating a great product that's standing alone and that you can find in many places throughout the country. And so we're going to talk about that. We've got a potential guest this week. We're trying to solidify a cardiologist that's a natural cardiologist, and we're excited about that. So we're gonna start to really get into providing resources here on the show and delving in. We're also doing some things around some really exciting events. And so for those of you, you know, in the Phoenix area, I'm going to be out May 21st. March 21st, out at Tehanapaw Farms, and we're going to be doing a cooking event at an organic farm out in the Buckeye area. So those of you who are in the Phoenix area and are interested in coming out and seeing what whole food nutrition is like from a cooking standpoint, we're going to be pulling product right from the ground that morning, and we're going to be really doing a great thing to help the farm expand, help them develop some more resources and get the word out on what they're really about and what farmers markets they're selling in. And so we're going to do that, and I'll be cooking and providing a lot of support in the menu design and stuff like that. So it's exciting times here with Cycling Chef and what we're doing. And so I just want to make sure that you understand there's a wide variety of resources at your fingertips as you get online and plug into what we're doing. And then as we kind of, spread out throughout the country, we'll start to find out and, you know, what's going on in certain places. We'll have those. I'll be traveling next week, and so we'll tell you what shows I'm doing and where we're at. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited, and it'll be nice to get out there and perhaps get an opportunity to meet some of you as we're traveling across the country, really delving into creating a toxic-free life and just positioning you for, again, your best health now. That's what it's all about. That's what we're trying to accomplish. And so it's really vitally important. And it's something that's on my heart. And having you involved is really tremendous from the standpoint of listening. And once again, I really appreciate it. So let's back up. Let's kind of highlight again the four pillars. And as we've started the show, as I told you a little bit about myself, and my past and what we've done, you know, what I'm doing. Obviously, I love cycling now. I was a former athlete, still feel like I am an athlete. I'm always going to be an athlete at heart, but I kind of delved in what I've done professionally, what caused me then to get into the culinary arena and really this arena of health. And so as we started to delve in, we talked about the four pillars of health as I see it. Obviously, we've been touching on it in every show, and then I've tried to delve into each pillar and give you a little bit of understanding of why the pillar is important for your health. You know, whole food nutrition is the first pillar. Second pillar being whole food supplementation. The third pillar being fitness. And then today, as we really tried to, you know, give you a good understanding of what the fourth pillar was from a toxic-free standpoint, understanding we've got to get all the other toxins out of your home. And then, you know, create that home as a sanctuary. So those four pillars are really critical. And they're going to be what we'll talk about within each show. And Dr. Tanya is going to probably touch on a couple of those pillars. Sean and Tylene will definitely talk about one, and we'll probably get them understanding a little bit more, or get their understanding of the fourth pillar as they see it a little bit more, and really provide a way for us to, continue to build on those pillars, right? We got to have a good foundation. And in order to have a good foundation, those pillars need to each be firing off a little bit. And again, as we talked about, the first pillar through the fourth pillar, right? Your best health now can only occur if you're doing all these pillars 100%, right? I look at it when I was looking at the toxic test. I really looked at it from a standpoint of, hey, all these products in my house, I'm learning now they've got chemicals. These chemicals have some health risks associated with them. I looked at it like, wow, what if all these products all of a sudden were recalled, right? I would just throw them all out and I'd go look and see where I could find clean products to go buy. And that's what I would do. So that's what I'm almost telling you is once you learn these four pillars, you're going to be able to make really distinct decisions on where you're picking your poisons. Okay? If you like wine, or if you enjoy a donut every now and then, that's okay. You're picking your poison. I like chocolate chip cookies. Do I eat one every day? Absolutely not. But will I have one? Yes. If the opportunity avails itself, I'll have a little treat. So we're not talking about completely ridding your life of anything that you think is tastes good or whatnot like that. But we're going to educate you on what will really have significant risks on your health. And once you know that, then we understand that you can make those decisions that you will make, but you'll be able to make them more carefully, more wisely, and ultimately, in a way that will benefit your health versus always detracting. Hey, I did not know about all these pillars when I started down the path of, I want to go to culinary school. I want to help with my kids. I want to help them stay, in the best health they can because they're both competing. My oldest daughter is playing tennis in college, doing great. My younger daughter is on the road in California today, playing, trying to get into, a main draw big event on the WTA tour. So, it's important for them to have their best health now, and it's important for us or for myself to try to help them achieve that. So as I was trying to learn a lot of this stuff, I just didn't know, and that's what we kind of found out when I talk about the proof and the blood cord. It's unfortunate. We just don't know. Moms don't know. Dads don't know. And we're bringing home certain foods or we're bringing home certain products that have these toxins in them that we don't know. And so it's no fault. If we don't know, we don't know. I want to change that. I want to be an agent of change in your lives to help you understand what it is you're bringing into your home, how it affects your health. And then if we need to make a change, hey, let's provide some options. Let's show you what are some other opportunities to make that change in a clean way. I think that sounds pretty fair. I think that sounds pretty, right, level-headed thinking. And so many of us just don't know. And so we throw our hands up and, many times you hear, oh, everything makes us sick. So, it doesn't matter. It does matter, and not everything makes you sick. So we want to point you in the right direction, get you moving, in a way that you can feel confident, and you can feel strong, you can feel healthy, and you can feel motivated to continue to achieve those things you're attempting to achieve. So we talked about setting goals each week. We'll challenge you every Monday on, hey, new goals, new week, new successes. And so we'll put those out there. I think health is that's what it's about. Good health makes everything, better in your life. It's just like, in my case, cycling, right, from a fitness standpoint, I believe cycling helps in every avenue. It helps me if I'm, running on a tennis court. It helps me if I'm in the gym and I'm doing, agility or actually strength training. It all helps. I'm able to do a lot more things because I've had my whole body in motion. And so if I'm not cleaning out the toxins in my life as I was, I tended to get a little more achy or a little more sore. I couldn't recover as fast as I wanted to. And I kept wondering, what is going on? Why are these things happening? And then as I learned that, hey, it's not just about food. It's not just about supplements. It's about other things, these toxins that are also, everywhere. And as I learned that, it started to become very prevalent that, you know what, we need to really get the word out. And I wanted to start really educating, individuals that I had loved and that I cared about as to what is going on. You got to protect your family. You got to take a look at really what's occurring in your house and what things are all around. We've got a lot of discussion around a lot of things that athletes are using. And, I find it funny that a lot of athletes that, in the past, it's like, oh, I thought it was a cream or I didn't know. And then, you hear the Monday morning quarterbacks all say, oh, they knew, they should have known. Why would an athlete put anything on their body that they didn't know? Right? And so here's the same case. Why would anybody bring anything into their house with products or chemicals in them that they didn't know? Right? And so we just don't think about it. So be like that athlete that's going to know everything they're putting in their body, is going to understand that, and then don't choose like the athletes that have chosen certain poisons that they think are helping them when they're really not. Let's choose the clean stuff and get clean and then become a little more healthier, a little more fit, a little more eating cleanly, adding in some potential supplements that are clean, and really, having the foundation of these four pillars in your life. That's what we're talking about, and that's what this show is going to be primarily based on all the time. I mean, we might, we might go off the radar a little bit here and there, but for the most part, always we're going to focus on these four pillars and how they relate to what we're trying to accomplish. We're going to give you guys a lot of options, a lot of information, a lot of understanding on what you're trying to do to create your best health now. So let's just kind of reset for tomorrow. We've kind of highlighted all these four pillars, and again, I'm gonna kind of take an opportunity to shout out, real quickly, a thank you. Greg Martin and the Leading It Radio Edge Network. Without them, this would not be possible. I wouldn't have the mic in my face, so to speak. I always kid with people. I have a face for radio, and now look what's happened. I've been blessed with the show. I've been blessed to have you guys all listening to me. I'm so thankful for that. You're very appreciative from me. I appreciate it so much. And I just ask that you'd allow me to bless you in ways by reaching out to me. Let me know. I'd ask you to invite your friends. We're gonna have something for everybody to learn. And so without Greg and the guys at Leading Edge Radio Network, this would not be possible. And so I thank them. We're gonna get into some great things on this show. So the idea was to really just kind of give you an understanding of myself, what I'm about, talk about the four pillars, and really spend some time delving into those for the first several nights, and then really start to, kick in and really focus on those. And we'll always come back to, hey, this discussion by so-and-so or this guest, hey, this is how it relates to this pillar. And this is what we're talking about for this pillar. And you'll see many times our guests will be, without even knowing, they're going to be on all four pillars. They're going to be really seeing things as we see it. And so, again, the pillars, they're pillars. Why do I call them pillars? Because pillars are what makes those buildings. You know, once you get the foundation, those pillars are part of that foundation, right? And they're what's strong and sturdy. They're what we hold on to, right? And so you got to have a strong foundation with some pillars that will be able to keep your health high and toxic free and charging forward. So as we close out tonight, again, I just want to thank you. I want to encourage you to reach out to me on all those social media sites. Hey, you can send me an email, todd@cyclingchef.com. We're here for you. We're gonna move this thing forward in a way to get you on your best health now. And I want to thank you so much. And I appreciate you guys being out there. Go out, charge forward with the day, and know that you can do all things that are set in front of you. You have the amazing ability and capacity to do amazing things physically, mentally, spiritually. It's all in your hands. Let's just choose to get rid of those heavy duty toxins, all those poisons, and let's passionately move forward with your health. Thank you. Have a great night. God bless.